Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Sean Morris, and he is running for the mayor of Cohoes. Sean, how's the campaign going?
Well, hello. First of all, Cynthia, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm holding
good,
up
good.
In this hot weather.
Well, you ought to be out knocking on doors. It's really hot when you do that.
Oh, my God.
Our campaign
really?
Is going incredible. Yeah, I think our campaign is going incredible. We're working really hard, meeting a lot of people, delivering a positive message, and so far I think it's better than planned.
Now, what made you decide to go from the county legislature, in which you have a leadership position, to running for mayor of Cohoes?
That's a good question. I never got into politics to worry about being in a leadership position. I got into politics to be in the position to help the people of Albany County and the city of Cohoes. And I think I did a great job helping people on the large scale in Albany County, and I was really interested in coming back to my city. It's funny, when I was a young kid, everybody wanted to be a cop or a firefighter, and I said I was going to be mayor of the city. And I ended up becoming a firefighter, and now I'm, coming home, trying to be the mayor so I can work really hard to improve the city of Cohoes. So it really wasn't about leadership or how far you were in politics. It was just the right time for me to run. My uncle is the current mayor. He wasn't running for re-election because of personal medical issues. I had a long conversation with him, and when the seat became vacant, I just thought it was the right time.
Now, I'm sure Cohoes, like many other cities, you know, in New York State and throughout the country, are experiencing difficulties. What would you say are the most important issues that have to be addressed if you become mayor?
Well, you know, that's a hard question to answer because I think in any city there are so many different avenues that need to be addressed. But first and foremost, in life itself, quality of life issues need to take center stage. We need to make sure that people come to Cohoes, that Cohoes is a vibrant community where they want to set their roots into the ground and grow their family like I did with my family, like my mother did with us. And give them a reason to want to be here. And more importantly, give them a reason why their children don't want to leave here. I always wanted to stay in Cohoes. I worked in Cohoes. There was jobs in Cohoes. It was a beautiful community. And, you know, as time goes on and a lot of mill towns have struggled, we need to try to address those quality of life issues to bring more people to Cohoes.
Now, I know in Cohoes there were a couple of churches where the Mass was said in French. What happened to all of those ethnic churches in Cohoes?
Well, I can tell you there was a equal part churches and bars in Cohoes. For every church, there seemed to be a bar. Cohoes was a small mill town with hardworking people. They're God-fearing people. Then they like to go out and have a pop once in a while, and that's a beautiful thing. But like all cities, again, mill towns especially, the jobs dried up, people moved away. Those people who were once proud Cohoesiers died off. Their property was left maybe to their kids who had no reason to stay because Cohoes hasn't offered a whole lot in the last couple, 20 years. And you deal with the decline, and then you have churches that are abandoned, you have blight that takes over. We're not any different than any other city. Our current mayor, George Primo, did an outstanding job trying to move the city forward, and I think if he had more time, we would really have a vibrant community. I'm hoping I can pick up where he left off and start addressing those very issues.
He only served 4 years, correct?
Plus, he was on the city council, and he was a very active president of the city council. One of the things that's really important is that when you're on the council, you have to take a very active role in the community. You are the leader of the legislative body, and you should have a very strong voice like he did, and you should make things happen like he did. And, you know, when you work in a teamwork approach with the mayor, great things can happen. And so, yeah, he only had a short term, but his impact will last for a very long time.
Now, were you disappointed when you found out he wasn't going to run again?
Well, I can tell you I was really disappointed and saddened that he wasn't feeling well, and that was the reason why he wasn't going to run. So, you know, my opportunity came in a very, you know, sad manner. It's not the way that I expected, you know, my childhood dream to come to fruition, that somebody that you love dearly becomes sick and he can't run, so you mm-hmm. step in. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and the opportunity's there. He fully supports me. I have a lot of support from community leaders, and I look forward to winning this race and helping Cohoes get back to the days of the All-American City. I've always said you don't lose your title of All-American City. Unfortunately, it kind of gets a little, rusty, and you got to clean it off. But I think we can do that. I think we're an All-American City. We have great people. We have, you know, great opportunity. And my job is to be the advocate to make all of the important decisions, working with city council and community leaders and the people. See, my way of governing is to build partnerships with all of its people. I don't own Cohoes because I'm the mayor. I'm not the boss. I don't tell people how to live. What I do is I give people the tools based on the input from the council, from the leaders of the community, from the people. My job is to go out there and be in the political arena, to try to get the grants, to navigate the tough political waters, and bring all those things back to Cohoes that the smart people told me to bring back. And that's the approach I'll take.
Now, you just said that your lifelong dream was to become mayor of Cohoes. A couple of years ago, you made a decision to run for the New York State Senate. And at that point, when, you know, you made the decision, the Democrats were in the minority. What inspired you to run for the state Senate, knowing that you would be sitting with the minority?
I ran for the Senate because I wanted people to know that it doesn't matter who you are and what position you're in, whether you're in an elected position or just a citizen. When you see a government that's failing its people, don't be afraid to take a chance. Jump into a race. Let the people hear what you have to say. You're not always going to win. I've always said to my children, you don't always win the race, but you learn something every time you run. And so I took away a lot from that race. I learned a great deal about politics in general. I learned, you know, how valuable friends are. I learned how many friends you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an interesting process. But I ran because I thought New York State was an embarrassment as a whole. Unfortunately, I wasn't the winner in that race, but the people won the race, because I think our state senator has been very receptive to listening to people that maybe he wasn't before. He's got a long track record of success, and I think at the end of the day, it was good for everybody, and I don't regret it one bit.
Do you still consider New York State government an embarrassment?
Well, I guess you can answer that question. What do you think? I think a lot of people look at government on all levels. I mean, let's just talk about the little race in Cohoes, right? The little race in Cohoes between two people who have raised their family here, were born here, lived here their whole lives, should be about issues, should be about how important it is to fix the city of Cohoes. And it's become, a laughingstock about political signs and Shaw Morris stealing people's signs in the dark of the night. And it's just kind of sad. I think people have experienced this on every level, and they're just disenfranchised with government. They don't believe anybody. And it's kind of sad. politician is almost like a dirty word. Like if somebody says you're a politician, you kind of cringe and put your head down. I'm proud to be an elected official. I'm proud of my work. I'm proud of this campaign. And we're just going to keep moving forward, inspiring people to believe in us so that we can help them have a better life. And the test will be, how do I do in 4 years if I win? And then they can judge me as whether I've been successful or not. Because you can't vote for people just because they're nice. Because I think she's nice, I think I'm nice. You got to vote for the person who's going to have the best impact on your life as a resident, and your children, and your taxes, and you know your opportunities in the city. And I think I'm the best candidate for that, and that's why I'm running.
Now, you mentioned the signs. I know there's quite a bit to do over the signs. You have a Democratic primary opponent, who is Diane Nolan, who is a on the city council. But this race is, to be honest with you, I'm going to use the word ugly. You know, with the signs and with other stuff, what is going on? It shouldn't be like this.
Well, hey, I'm that cheerleader saying the same thing. First of all, I don't think it's ugly. I don't think it's gotten to that point. I think it's ridiculous is a better term. I think anybody who would believe that I'm out stealing signs doesn't know me. And I think after 27 years of being a firefighter, saving lives in my community, doing all types of programs to help kids in our community, that I would at least have enough respect from the community that they would dismiss that as political nonsense, because that's what it is. In 3 days, I think it is, I don't have the calendar for me, but really 3 weeks to the primary, and we're talking about stealing signs. I mean, that's to me ridiculous in its entirety. Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe, Cynthia. I believe that Diane Nolan is a very nice woman. I believe she's soft-spoken. I've never seen her treat anybody badly. I don't know a whole lot about her. I mean, I don't believe she was a very aggressive type, council person. But neither that. She's always been nice. And what I'm hearing is not somebody who's nice. And that's why I know that I don't – let me rewind that. That's why I think – it's not really her. It's coming from her camp. As you know, there was a big vote in Cohoes maybe a month ago, a little longer than that, where they tried to bring in a third taxing entity so that they could tax us for the use of our library.
Okay.
Mrs. Nolan was a strong supporter of that. The people who are part of her camp and support her were a strong supporter of that. They paid a king's ransom to Libby Post from Albany to run that whole campaign, which I thought was very deceitful. Some of it was just downright terrible to our residents. I was the only elected official who stepped up out of the whole city and said, wait a minute, we're not going to agree to a new tax. We're trying to revitalize our community, stabilize taxes, and we're not going to have a new third tax that's controlled by a board that the people can't afford to have. So I was outspoken against it, and it was overwhelmingly defeated, 800 to 400. And then soon after, I find out that, Diane's camp hires Libby Post to run their part of their camp. And next thing I know, all these bad things are coming out, and the race is getting ridiculous. And I don't think Diane's writing the pieces, and I don't think she's posting on the Facebook. I think she's hired somebody to do that, and they're very mad at me, and they're using her campaign as their platform to personally get mad at me because we defeated the library. And I think that in itself says a lot about, my opponent. If she's going to run, is somebody always going to be pulling her strings? Is she going to let people talk through her voice when it's not really her? I've been a strong, independent advocate for people in Albany County. I think I've been very successful. We've done a lot of great things. And I'm going to stay on the high road and just run my campaign for the next 3 weeks. I started this by saying my kids and my wife and my family needed to be proud of this campaign, that we can't embarrass ourselves. The other side is embarrassing themselves. I'm not going to engage in it. 3 weeks from now, I'm hoping to win a race and I've always taken the high road to do that.
Sean, if somebody wants to make a contribution to your campaign or volunteer to do stuff that needs to be done, how could they contact you?
Now, Cynthia, you asking to make a donation because we're taking donations. It's Friends of Sean Morris, and you can send it to 21 Grandview Avenue in Cohoes, New York. You can go on our Facebook page, and you can use your PayPal account. But we're always accepting donations because, as you know, these campaigns cost money. We've been very successful in raising money, and we have over 100 volunteers helping us in the campaign. So everybody's welcome. We call it Team Morris because we believe Cohoes is about teamwork. And after I win, it will continue to be Team Morris. It's not about Sean Morris as the mayor. It's about the city of Cohoes, and we're going to be a team, and we're going to make great things happen, and I'm excited about it.
Now, is there anything I neglected to ask you that you feel is important that you should talk about?
Well, I think there's so many important things. I just want people to realize that the city has a lot of work to do. We have infrastructure programs, and Team Morris wants to talk about implementing a very aggressive maintenance program that will allow our old infrastructure to last longer and not be breaking down every single winter. And having a great maintenance plan that we're going to put out pretty soon is vitally important. We want to talk about, you know, downtown and revitalization. We want to talk about making some bold changes. Is Ransom Street in Cohoes the downtown of the future, or Saratoga Street the downtown of the future, the business district, with many cars that pass through every day? It's amazing that in Cohoes, Dunkin' Donuts, A-Plus, and some of the other businesses are some of the busiest businesses in Albany County, right here in Cohoes. So we're going to have an opportunity to look at how we need to change. People can't be afraid to change. You got to take bold approaches to fix problems. So we want people to know we're going to talk about, the business district. We want to talk about bringing Ransom Street to a arts and entertainment and restaurant and type setting, so that it can be a walking district, so that people can come to Cohoes and sit down and have a sandwich on a nice street that's, geared towards that type of atmosphere. We want to talk about our library and our community center, working collectively to combine the two and make a incredible recreation learning center right in one spot in downtown and save money by doing it, but making great improvements at no additional cost. These are things that I have a plan for. These are things that I'm going to share in the coming weeks. We look forward to the debates. Unfortunately, we could only get them to debate with the League of Women Voters. We're trying still today to get a couple other venues. We would love to have a town hall style where you just give them
multiple. How about one on Focus on Albany?
Well, if you can make that happen, I know several radio stations have tried and been unsuccessful, but we're willing to debate anywhere, anytime, because there's no greater way to get out your message than have the people ask you the questions and let them hear your answers. And so that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm doing on the doorstep. When I knock, I answer every question. We're not perfect by no means, but nobody's ever going to work harder than we are to make Cohoes the great community that it can be. So if work ethic is the key, you got the hardest worker, that you could ask for. There's many who work just as hard, but nobody harder than I. And we will work day and night to make the Cohoes a great place that we can all be proud of. So I look forward to that. I look forward to putting out my 5 points of where we plan to do and where we plan to be in the next 5 years. I know elections are only 4 years, but we want to go out a little farther because, you can't promise people a lot of things that you can't deliver. Let me close, I guess, on this, Cynthia. I've never made a promise in politics because I know if you promise people, all you're trying to do is gather their votes. I don't put out a 5-point plan and say, we're going to make all this happen. This is the vision that we have. It takes a lot of people to make things come to fruition. I personally am not going to be able to snap my fingers and turn Cohoes into this utopia, right? It's going to take time. But we have a plan. We will work very hard to make the plan happen. We will commit to that hard work, and we'll let the people 4 years from now, when we win, decide whether we have been successful. And that's all we can do. And I think people will be very happy and pleasantly surprised with the success we have.
Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany and outline your candidacy. And I hope your daughter does feel better. You have been listening to Sean Morris, who is running for mayor of Cohoes. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download on your smartphone, listen anytime, anywhere. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great day. And thank you, Sean.
You too, Cynthia. Thank you very much, bye. And you have a great day as well. Bye-bye now.